Boy, Elvis Costello leading us in a lead. How about that? You love that. You love the theme song.
I love that song.
Pump It Up, yeah. Elvis Costello. And what
love
better
song
for
today's show?
Today's show. Elite and I are so pumped. This is the debut segment of, I mean, something near and dear to our hearts, Pumping Pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
And this show, I mean, everybody's going to love it because everybody's got a little piece in it, but this is kind of an homage to the people that came before. And anybody out there, and we have a lot of different listeners today, and we have a lot of different people in the fitness industry under 30 years old,
yeah,
at who believe that fitness began and begins and ends with P90X.
Yeah,
and, you know, this segment is dedicated to everybody that did the heavy lifting, no pun intended, but it was clever, before us.
Mm-hmm.
The people that paved the way to what fitness is today, what we have now, was really built on the backs of these people. And this is, I think, going to be a wonderful, wonderful addition to the show.
It's so exciting. It really is so exciting, especially starting with who we have on today.
Well, first, Let me do the proper intros of us, my love.
Okay.
Proper intros. First of all, everybody, welcome to the Bridal Body Shop Show. Thank you for joining us again. Yes. Another Wednesday in Gotham.
They're excited.
It's just going to be a great show. It's just, you know, 1 o'clock. We are here every week. And we just thank you for always being there with us. And for the newcomers aboard, we hope that we make fitness fun. We take a serious topic, and both Elite and I take it very seriously, and we try to make it fun. We try to make it digestible. We try to make it something that becomes your mantra, something that becomes not a fad. It's a lifestyle, and that's what we are about.
Mm-hmm.
So the proper intros. Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she. Oh, man.
The angel.
Bridal Body Shop is we, and we thank you. Once again, taking the trip out and joining us. And like I said, Elite, this is just a great show. And you know, sometimes we have to do things that, you know, like a little bit of a selfish indulgence. But this is really important. This is really, we're going back to fitness theory. You know, with any type of art form, you have to learn the theory behind it. And when you and I started out, and I think, you know, our next guest is within the same age group as we are, and it wasn't as chic and as lucrative a field as it is now. I mean, we're talking about, we started out, you know, getting into the business in the early 80s when it wasn't that female friendly. It wasn't that lucrative a field as it is now. Now it's like, you know, every other infomercial is fitness, and every other person that you meet
fitness
is,
equipment.
Right.
That's
the thing. Gadgets. It's
right.
Gadgets.
It's all gadgets.
And every other person that you meet is a personal trainer. And see, this is where, you know how I am with getting weekend certification and going out and doing,
yeah,
you know, just doing it. I don't like that. I think there's something to be said for long-standing education and doing it properly. But our first guest is, everybody knows this woman.
Everybody
knows this woman. And if you think you don't know her name, Tammy Lee Webb,
mm-hmm,
you will know her product. And she was like actually a pioneer. And, you know, we see all these DVD franchises happening. This lady started it with Abs of Steel, Buns of Steel. She was the one that set the ground for all of this. So if
true.
Anybody out there is like looking, if anybody who's like 25 and looking at their friend, no, I don't know her. Yes, you do. You know somebody. Wipe that smile off your face. You know somebody who has her video. You know somebody. You've seen it. So.
Well, everybody in our age group,
oh, yeah,
know who she is.
Oh, yeah.
And remembers the names of the videos.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You might not, everybody that I spoke to, and I was talking to a lot of people this,
mm-hmm,
week about this show,
so
and I'm sure they're all listening. And everybody that was in our age group certainly knew her. But like I said, her reach is far and wide.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to give you some facts here. Okay, her videos sold more than 14 million, okay? Think about that. Now, this was not like now when things were mass-produced as effectively as they are. This was a little bit ago, okay? So things were not streamlined. 23 Buns of Steel titles, 4 books, 500,000 copies sold, 5 infomercials, award-winning Buns of Steel and Perfect Abs. Okay, she also hosts fitness shows for ESPN, Family Channel,
mm-hmm.
Fit TV.
I used to watch them all the time.
And, now see, this is what I like. Master's degree in exercise science. See, not just weekend certification.
Well, you got to have the knowledge.
This is what I'm saying. Award-winning products and accomplishment. This lady is the real deal. And what we like mostly about her is there's no smoke screens and mirrors.
No.
This is the real deal. There's no fad involved. There's nothing. There's
and
no
looking
gimmicks.
At the pictures that I've seen, it's just that she still looks like, and she's in tip-top shape.
And see, that's
and
what...
And looks fabulous,
living,
if I might say.
Living the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Living, you know, walking the walk, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we would love to bring her on now. Is she on deck with us?
She sure is. I'm going to bring her on right now.
Tammy Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
hello, lady.
It's our pleasure to have you.
What a treat this is.
It's my treat. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I wish I was
and
sitting right there with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well deserved. And, you know, when we were talking all week about this show, people were like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I have that DVD. Oh, my God. Everybody
yep.
had the same. And that's got to be such a wonderful feeling for you because you've touched so many lives.
Yeah, I realized. I think at the time I didn't realize because
mm-hmm.
I was just doing what I do and loving what I do. But 20 years later, every day I will get an email or a phone call of someone looking for their favorite Buns of Steel video. And
mm-hmm.
I did 22 titles. There are more titles than that. But
yeah.
People just remember what was it that I was doing when I was in the best shape of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can almost guarantee you it was one of those videos.
That is so great.
It's got to be.
You have a root in everybody's history.
Yeah.
That's really phenomenal.
Well, it was interesting when you guys said, you know, if those that may not know her now because they only know, you know, P90X,
yeah.
that I always say when I'm talking to someone, they'll say, oh, yes, my mother. I remember she used to work out. And I said, as long as you don't say
yeah.
your grandmother,
that's
I'm
a great
okay.
feeling, but okay.
That's when you know your brand is really old.
Exactly.
But you know something?
Yeah, but it's not really old.
But see, I think longevity is it. You
yes.
you want people to say, yeah, my grandmother actually looked at, I mean, that means you're still afloat. You're still current. I think that's great.
Yeah, well, the thing about exercise is really exercise doesn't grow old.
Right.
It's the hairstyle and the leotard and the production and
mm-hmm.
and video to DVD.
Right,
so
right.
people call and say, oh my gosh, okay, I've tried to hold on to this VHS forever, but now it drags, and
yeah.
please tell me you have this on DVD.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go, I know it by heart. I
mm-hmm.
just turn me down sometimes and put on my own music
right.
because the exercises still work.
Yeah,
well, of course, exercise is exercise.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always wonder because – I know with myself, working out for me started when I would work out with my mother. We'd have a black and white TV, and Jack LaLanne was on 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and I would work out with her. What was the motivating factor in your life that drew you to this field?
Well, I do remember my mom turning on Jack LaLanne, too, and I watched him, you know, doing his jumping jacks, but... I think for me it was I grew up in a family of brothers, and my dad was a athlete,
there
so I was just always around sports and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so when I got to college and it was time to go, okay, what do I want to do? I thought I wanted to get into nursing, but then I realized the sight of blood just was not for me. And about that time is when those aerobic studios were starting to pop up. And I thought, you know, I really like helping people
yeah.
feel good in their bodies and
right.
to motivate them. And that was a way to do so. So keep in mind, back then they didn't offer degrees in what they offer today.
No.
So the degrees were, you would be a phys ed teacher, right?
Right.
So that's what I went into, and thank goodness it was all evolving where these aerobic studios were popping up, and then I went to school at Chico State, and about the time that I was applying for my master's program, I thought I wanted to go into strength training, and they opened up a new department, and it was exercise science, which now today we call kinesiology.
That's exactly
and,
right.
Yeah, and so one of my dear professors said to me, I really think you should go into this. You, because what I did is I started teaching aerobic dance at the college for the students at night, and I would have 200 people in this aerobic dance class at night. Now, imagine this, a boom box in the middle of a gymnasium. How bad sound system is that, right? So then I did another class. I thought, I'm going to do another one. I'm going to call it Super Abs. Mm. And guess what? I got men in there. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had both men and women in there, and it did really well. So that was kind of how it all evolved, and I just realized that I enjoyed helping others. But then when I got out into the real world, it was, okay, now I'm a little overqualified to be a PE teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm underqualified in the university. Where do I go from here? I wasn't quite sure what to do with myself. I was teaching at all these little studios, but, you know, it wasn't paying all that much.
Yeah.
So I actually, somebody told me about a place out here in San Diego called the Golden Door. Do you girls know the Golden Door?
I've heard, yes.
Okay. So the Golden Door is this, back in the days, it was kind of like a fat farm, but it is one of the elite resorts that famous people and non-famous people would come and pay thousands of dollars to be there for 1 week.
Yeah. Wow.
And they were looking for a fitness person.
Mm-hmm.
And I love telling the story because you just never know. Like, I'm thinking, hey, I have a master's degree, right? I should be starting at a great salary. So when I went out there, they told me, well, this is how it works. You work for us for a week for free. If the guests and the staff like you, then we hire you.
Oh,
and I'm like,
okay. Yeah.
So I worked there for a week. And you, as a fitness person, you're assigned a guest. Well, guess who my guest was assigned to me?
Okay.
Christy Brinkley. Christy
Brinkley. Oh, wow, really?
Yes. And she was just then fallen in love with Billy Joel.
Oh, wow.
Every day, she sent her a dozen red roses. She was so beautiful and so sweet. She was there with her mother, and she loved the water. And so I would, you know, my job was to put together I'd have to turn on a video, I'd have to tape it, and give her an exercise program. Of course, I use all of Billy's music for her.
Sure.
And it was great. And so at the end of my week, they said, the guests loved you, the staff loves you. And I'm just sitting, like, my chest out, my shoulders back, thinking,
cool.
Oh, right, here it comes. I'm going to get a big paying job.
Oh, no.
And they said, and because you have a master's degree, we're going to start you at $5 an hour.
Oh, I can't believe
this. Holy moly.
That's ridiculous.
My jaw dropped open. This is in 1983. My jaw dropped open, and something said, got me by the back of the head and said, shut your jaw, shut your mouth, and take this.
Just go with it. Right.
Just go with it, because I realize it's not about the money. You can't do things for the money. It was, I had so much fun there, and I thought, this is a place I can meet people. I can, I'm sure there's more things I can learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took the job. I
really
was there for
good,
3 years, traveled the world with them, because we provided a staff for the QE2, the Saga Fjord, the Vista Fjord. So
okay, some perks.
Yes, it was definitely perfect. That's where I ended up meeting my book agent that got my first book published with Workman Publishing called The Rubber Band Workout.
That's right.
And after 3 years, I was out on my own.
Yes.
That was the last employment job that I had before going out on my own.
Well, you know, that was great for cutting your eye teeth because
yes.
when you think about it, you had no template to go on. You had, like, there was nobody else that
no.
did. So who was your role model, you know, at that point? It was just you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have to say, when I looked at, okay, so when I was in college, women didn't go to the weight room.
Nope.
No.
I was the first woman to go to the weight room because I wanted to get into women's bodybuilding. Now, keeping in mind women's bodybuilding at that time, my role model was Lisa Lyons. Now, probably nobody knows Lisa Lyons.
Oh, I know her very well. Absolutely, yeah.
In female bodybuilding. And then the next one that came along that became, you know, my kind of role model was Leisha McLeish.
Yeah.
So those were beautiful women with very feminine body. And,
yes.
and yes, they had some
with
muscles,
steroids.
But it was, right, it was pre the steroids.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of got into that, and I did it because I wanted to, I was used to being on stage playing and singing my guitar. That's my other passion.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
And I love country music, and I grew up with it, so that was my thing. But I wanted to be able to get up there and be on stage and not feel inferior about my body. And so I started training it, and because I was studying how the body works, I think that's what really, really helped me in developing my workouts for Bunzastil and Abzastil and all the videos that I did is I don't look at an exercise as, oh, how does that look or how does it feel? I analyze it from the inside out. What's happening? What muscle group
right.
is being worked?
Right.
What assisting muscle groups? What
mm-hmm.
what's the, you know, flexion, the, you know, is there any contraindicated
mm-hmm.
movement from this exercise? Can
right.
everybody do it? And so there's a lot more into putting together a workout than just putting together a workout because you can dance or you look good. There's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you touched on it on the intro, is that today's technology and all of our platforms, we have fitness is free. Go to YouTube,
mm-hmm.
go to social media. There's tons of it.
It's all
right?
over. Yeah.
All over.
All
and
over.
Anybody can do it. Like Facebook to me is Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you can be anything you want on there. You can
it's
change
true.
To
you
look
can change your
way.
Identity. Yeah, you could change
yes.
everything.
Yes.
But
so
you know,
you've got to be careful in what you're looking at out there these days.
And you know, what Lee and I always discuss on the show is the fact that we have so much more access. I mean, even being gender specific, women have so much more knowledge about exercise. We actually get scholarships in college that we never were able to 30 years ago. We could get an athletic scholarship. Why
right.
still an obese nation with
yeah.
everything
with
that
so
we
much
have
knowledge
available,
about it, right?
How
and
does
free
this
fitness.
Happen? How do, especially teen obesity is
mm-hmm.
up 20% every year. What's
yeah.
your take on that?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, in the area of fitness, yes, we keep evolving, and now, you know, how do you want to work out? We've got it.
Mm-hmm.
Sit and be fit. Go climb a wall. You know, there's so many things that you can do, but let's look at the other components that's also involved with being fit, and that's nutrition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And nutrition is the bigger part of the pie than probably the fitness side of it.
That's exactly right.
So as our industry has continued to grow, so has the food industry and the availability of food.
Good
so now you've got to look at the economy. So if a bottle of water is $2 and a liter of Coca-Cola is 99 cents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheaper to have bad food.
Garbage, right.
It's expensive to have the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where the imbalance creates. Yeah.
Yes. And it's available 24/7.
Yes,
you,
very true.
You don't even have to get in your car to go get food. You can have it delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to get out of your car.
Exactly.
To get your
food. Yeah. That's what we
okay?
do. So lazy.
And our serving size, we have lost our perspective of the serving size of what it is that we need. We think here in America, bigger is better.
Yeah.
More is more.
Mm-hmm.
And it just isn't true. And so, and our youth today, remember we have social media, we have computers. So most of the time they are sitting.
Yeah.
They're not moving. They're not going outside or playing with the neighborhood
very
kids,
true.
Right?
Yep.
They're on their phones. They're on their computers. They're playing games that way.
They're hardly moving.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I said we're all within a few years of each other. And I remember growing up, you had to go out and call for your friend. You had to get on the bike and go to their house. Now it's just, I mean, I've seen my niece sitting right next to her friend, and they're texting each other.
Yeah.
It's like, look at her. Look at your friend.
Yeah.
Talk
Can't
to her.
Can't you talk to her?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I just had this conversation with a really good friend of mine that I call my sister, and she said, you know, she's got two grandsons, and in today's youth, their skills for communication is so poor.
Okay.
And it's because they're communicating through technology and
exactly.
not necessarily in front of people.
Yeah,
very true. Very true.
So now,
yeah.
I mean, okay, since we're talking about kids, how do we make fitness more attractive to kids? Other than team sports, which, of course, you know, breeds the social aspect, how do we make it more attractive to kids to want to leave the computer, leave their room and go out and enjoy the fresh air like we did?
Yeah. Well, okay, so I only have fur kids. I don't have two lady kids.
Well, same thing here. Go ahead.
Okay, but I have lots of friends that have kids.
Yeah.
And I think it doesn't change from what I say to adults.
Mm-hmm.
Fitness has to be, it should be safe, it should be effective, and most of all, it should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not fun, you're not going back to it. And even with adults, they say, I hate exercising. So if you break it down, well, do you like to be inside or outside? I like to be outside. I like to be
mm-hmm.
in the fresh air.
Yeah.
Well, then going out for a hike or going for a walk on the beach, that's exercise. But if it's stuff where you don't want to be in a group, you don't want to be competing with anybody. So kids, I think, sometimes get forced into things that they don't like. So they have to find something. There's got to be something that is fun, that gets them out and about to do something physically. And it doesn't have to be called exercise.
Yeah.
Like, I used to think, I wanted at one point, I got to say, I do dream big. And I wanted to do an amusement park.
Mm.
This amusement park, though, wasn't things that you ride. They were things that you do.
There you go.
So you could go to any part of the park, and it was like, what part inspires you? Is
right.
it, you know, being, you know, having swords, not real swords, but, you know, sword fighting?
Sure.
Was it climbing rope? Was it, you know, what is it? But it would be a place that it would be physically fit. It's a physical sport, or not sport, but a park where you have to go and actually do something.
Yeah.
So I really think in today's age, if I was a parent, I would be, one, limiting what my children could be on the technology.
Agreed.
And giving them choices, but they had to pick 1 hour a day that was physical. I don't care what it is. You tell me what it is. What are we doing today? Are we going out for a bike ride? Are we going surfing? Are we going, you know, what does that look like?
Right.
But it can be anything that inspires you to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think on the parents.
Go ahead.
Because when I was a kid, the TV went off on a Saturday. If it was a nice Saturday, the TV went off at noon. We weren't allowed, if it was a nice day, we weren't allowed to sit in the house and watch TV. So I think that the parents have to really implement certain standards in, okay, if it's a nice day, you have to go out. You have to be, you know, you have to be accountable for a certain amount of outdoor activities.
Yeah. So I think you just answered your own question. situations where I was. It's the parents. They need to have structure. And I'm sure it's hard because, you know, with today's technology and what kids really want and what they're up against, and a lot of parents will give their kids things just to shut them up or keep them occupied so that they can get things done. And you know what? If you don't take action now, if you don't make health a priority, you will someday, because your body will eventually break down. It does. So I always tell people, my philosophy is that health and fitness starts from within. It's a within thing. It's about your heart. It's about your lungs. It's about your blood. It's about your liver. It's about all the internal organs. And if we could unzip your body and take a look inside, what does that look like? We can't see it. So nobody goes around going, oh, Laura, look at that. You got what great liver. You can't see that. We only see the outside. So if we don't take care of it, eventually our bodies will break down and will force us to take care of it. So it's either, you know, like when people go, oh, I'm going to get in shape because I've got a wedding coming up. And I go, whoa, really? So what happens after that? I feel bad for the, you know, for the groom. It is because it, to me, it's a part of like brushing my teeth. It's a part of my daily. I have a young, it's got to be a part of your lifestyle. You've got to mix it up. You don't want it to be the same old thing.
No, that's when you get bored.
Well, the truth is most people care about their health when there's a health scare. That's when people start thinking, oh, my God, I have to get into shape. When the doctor scares you into something or an accident, then you're forced to learn how your body works and why. And that's already, it's like, okay, I don't believe that any time is wasted, but, okay, it should have been before then anyway.
Yeah, but here's where I think failure comes in, is that people, when they decide, okay, and let's say the New Year's. So my New Year's resolution is going to be, I'm going to get in shape. How many times has that been your New Year's resolution?
I make money on that.
And so what they do is they basically go, okay, what is popular? What's getting everybody in shape? And basically it is, oh, it's P90X. Oh, it's Zumba. Oh, it's, and I'm not putting any of them down, okay? It is whatever is popular. So they're going toward that. Instead of going, okay, let me look at this. I'm a person that prefers to be outdoors, so I need to find something outdoors. And if I'm outdoors, do I like to work in a group by myself or with a working partner? So you've got to break it down and really find out what best suits you personally, not what your best friend is doing or not what everybody else is doing. You've got to find out what that is. And that might take some time. That might be, you know what, I didn't like that, so I'm going to try something else. Oh, look at ballroom dancing. Thanks to Dancing with the Stars, a lot of people have gotten into taking local dance classes, ballroom dancing. I can't tell you, I have so many women that get into tango or, you know, or salsa at night. And it's that, it's their form of that's working out, but they get to get dressed up. They get to go. They get to have
a
partner.
But they love it.
They love it and they feel good.
They don't consider it working out at all.
Find out. And that's what it shouldn't be, because isn't that what our job should be? I don't look at when I love, when I was doing all those videos, I love what I did.
That's not a job.
And it wasn't a job.
No.
That's not a job to me. That's a
almost like a hobby for you,
Yes, and I get to do something that I just
love
doing, and it helps somebody.
But, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and, you know, I always say, you know, when we work out, there's nothing glamorous about it. You know, working out is consistency. You should just, it's something you do every day. You don't need the bells and the whistles. It's consistency. Mm-hmm. That's what gets you into shape. Not, you know, not everything else that you think it should be.
And all the hard work you put into it. Later on, it thanks you for it because you glow from the inside
out.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah. But you said a key word, and that was consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So being consistent, but being consistent not only with making time to be physically, to do something physically activity throughout the day, but it's also the what you're putting into your body.
Right.
And there's going to be, I always say, you know, do an 80-20. I love chocolate. I'm Italian, apart at Swiss Italian, so I love wine too.
Uh-huh.
Those are two things that I don't give up. And but I also have to learn to have them in moderation. Now,
right.
Don't think that I have been fit my entire life. There have been times that I have been overweight.
Is that
and
right?
For me, overweight. Not
right. Exactly.
For me personally,
yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm not, when you say overweight, some people say, well, you weren't 200 pounds overweight. No, I wasn't.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you,
it's like 5-10 pounds. I was overweight.
Well, so I just recently even dropped 15. And the 15, and that's a lot for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had an accident and laid me up. I tore my hamstring, fractured my fibula.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move. And, whoa, so I look at that and go, what's my body trying to tell me?
Right.
And so there are little wake-up calls. But the other thing that we need to probably address is that, especially for women and men, but I think more so for women, is when we approach perimenopausal or menopause,
mm-hmm.
and our body changes, mm-hmm. and we're going, hey, whoa, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing all the things that I used to do, and now I have a muffin top.
Let me ask you something. That's me. Okay.
I
work out every day, and I'm going through menopause, and I say, what happened? Where did I get this from? I never had it before.
Yes. That is hormones. I always like to say the hormones are the CEOs of your body.
I know.
And if you don't have them under control, it is going to be difficult. I went through that. So when I started approaching menopause, I just thought, well, I'm going to do everything natural, and I tried everything, and some things would work for a little while, but then
right.
and then it didn't,
right.
and then I tried something new and it worked for a little while, and then it didn't,
right.
and it was getting frustrated because I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be this person that represents
right, that,
fitness,
right, exactly.
and
you don't feel like that,
and I don't feel like that,
right.
So. I would highly recommend to any women that are out there feeling that way, the
mm-hmm.
first thing you need to do is you definitely need to go and get your hormones checked. It's an easy blood test, and to find out where they are. And because if your hormones are not in balance, it's going to be very, very difficult to lose weight. Now, with that being said, one of my favorite books, this is a very old book, so if you're listening and you're looking for a great book to read to better understand, it's by Deborah Waterhouse, and she has several. The first one I ever read of hers was Outsmarting the Female Fat Cell.
Okay.
Then she wrote Outsmarting the Midlife Fat Cell.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really easy book. You could probably find it on Amazon. And what she basically says is, look, yes, your body is changing. Our bodies are changing all the time. It doesn't matter if you're going through menopause or not. You are changing. Your cells are changing.
Everything.
However, when you go through menopause, what's happening is our reproductive system is shutting down. Our eggs are old now, right, ladies?
Yep.
They're old.
Yep.
They're shriveled
yep.
up grapes, right? They're raisins. And so when that happens, is our fat cells and the progesterone and everything that was feeding in that area is no longer feeding that. And so it wants to feed the fat cells. Where do women hold fat cells mostly in their body?
Of course, the midsection.
In the midsection.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's what gets...
the muffin
that's
top.
What's getting the muffin top. So she explains in there, again, it's two components that is exercise and eating healthy. But, yes, you're going to gain some weight. But you don't have to gain the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
You can keep it under check. But you do have to make sure that you are in tune with your hormones.
Right.
Well, you know, Tammy Lee, what I was trying to explain to the lovely Leet Ziegelman as she was having mood swing and trying to hit me was that you lost control of your body once when you were a teenager. You were not in control of the acne.
Yes.
You were not in control of those mood swings then. It'll come back. Everything will balance again. It just takes a while.
Yes. And it used to be, I'm not quite sure where the research is today, but because I speak a lot to women's groups and corporations and people about, you know, inspiration as well as women's bodies.
Sure.
And if you think back when we're all young, we go through puberty. So
yep.
Puberty is when your hormones are kicking in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, menopause is another time.
Yep.
Another time is when you're pregnant. Your
yeah.
hormones change.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it used to be that there were three times in a woman's life that you could that the fat cells could really explode, and that was during those three times.
Right.
Because your hormones are changing. There's things going on in your body. So if you tend to overeat, then your body goes, "Oh, well, okay." There's another great book I want to let your listeners know, and it's an old book, but I swear by these oldies book, right? I'm a pioneer, right? Oldies still have something. this one is by Dr. Gar Fisher from, he used to be a professor at Brigham Young University,
mm-hmm.
and it was called How to Lower Your Fat Thermostat. And he explains in there, and this goes back to when you said, going through puberty, menopause, any time that the hormones are changing. So when he talks about your set point, if you think of your brain up in the hypothalamus as a scale.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're toddlers and our parents are overfeeding us and we're a fat little toddler, we are programming our bodies, right, to
yeah.
be a certain way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's say we don't, but now we got through puberty and it mellowed out, and then you got pregnant and you thought, I'm pregnant. I can eat whatever I want. And now you gained 100 pounds.
Ugh.
It's going to take a little bit while to get that off.
Yeah.
Well, up in the hypothalamus, in the way that this works is that think of it as a scale. Your body will fight you to stay at a certain weight. But if you keep doing the things that you're doing and feeding yourself and not exercising, it says, well, okay, you're pushing us. You're pushing us. We're going to have to move. So the scale moves. Now you go, dang, I can't fit in those size 4 jeans. I've got to lose some weight. And your body says, no, we're very comfortable right now where we're at. Remember, you pushed us here. So the longer you're at a certain body weight, your body wants to stay there.
Right.
It's programmed to stay there. You've conditioned it to be there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it can't change.
Right.
But it takes time, doesn't it?
Well, you know, and this is what we tell people. It took time to gain the weight. Believe me, you had a lot more fun gaining the weight than you will losing.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Where are you going? You know, it's not a race. It really isn't. You're going to be here, God willing, a long time. So, okay, get settled in and let it come off naturally.
Yeah, I just shot 2 videos for, I do an online streaming program for SpiroFit, and one of our biggest clients is Lindora. I don't know if you all have Lindora out there, but Lindora is like a medical-based
mm-hmm.
weight loss program,
right.
And they wanted to have real people in the video with me, and so they had 2 of their Lindora women behind me. Now, I didn't get to rehearse with them. It was kind of like, hey, hi, this is what we're going to do. And I gave like 3 levels. We said level 1, level 2, and level 3. Now, the 2 women that were my back,
mm-hmm.
one was in her 60s. She had lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
The other one was 4, I believe, and lost 52 pounds.
Okay, nice.
And I asked the one that lost 200 pounds, how long did it take you? And she said, this has been a process. Remember, it didn't take me, you know, overnight to gain the weight.
Gain it, what,
she goes,
right.
Exactly. She had been at it for about 4 to 5 years, and she said, which was my next question, is it's not so much about how hard it is to lose the weight. She said that was the easy part. The hard part is now keeping it off, right?
Right.
Because you want, the longer you can keep the weight off and maintain a certain weight, your body's able to make that adjustment and go, oh, okay, she wants us here. Okay,
right.
Okay, well, I keep moving back down, and, you know, we're comfortable here.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's pretty amazing for mm-hmm. those women.
Definitely.
God bless. God bless. You
and
know,
then
it,
to get
it,
on a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's
even better, yeah.
That is absolutely brave. That's
mm-hmm.
you just being, you know, full vulnerability. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You know,
I
give credit to those people.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. What, I mean, and this is always kind of like a double-edged question because Ali and I have our own debate about this. Have there been any major changes that you could see in the field of fitness in the past 10, 20 years? Have you seen anything different?
Yeah, every year it's different. I mean, keep in mind, thanks to Jane Fonda,
mm-hmm.
who was the first to put it on a DVD. Now, my mentor was really Kathy Smith. And Kathy's not that much older than me, but she
mm-hmm.
was, you know, she put it, I think she even did like an album, but she put it on video. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Jane was a movie star, where Kathy
yeah.
was, you know, an athlete, and she definitely has a story. And so I would call her up, and she
mm-hmm.
was the nicest person and to give me, you know, some, she was my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're friends today, and I love and adore her. And I, too, am a mentor for other people, and that's what I want to be. There's enough room in this world for everybody. But, boy, has it changed. We've gone from, remember, it was high-impact aerobic dance, and then, oh, no, we can only do low-impact.
Low-impact, yeah.
And
right.
then step came into the picture, and then we had the slide, and then we had, I mean, it is evolved into now, when I did infomercials, I don't think there were any fitness infomercials. There was a lot
yeah.
of cooking
yeah.
infomercials, you know, different products, but not fitness.
No.
And Bones of Steel, the Platinum Series, was the first big infomercial. Well, today, you've got social media.
Yeah.
I'm a brand manager for a fitness influencers. So I didn't realize that, you know, and she's big on that platform, but she's not big mainstream.
Right.
And it's
right.
because she's not mainstream yet.
Right.
She's
right.
big on those platforms.
Exactly.
And so I produce her videos. Her name is Natalie Jill Fitness. And I love this woman. She has a story. She built her brand this way. She's got the credentials to back her. And she's got a goal. She knows what her brand is, and she's driven to do it. And I've produced now 4 of her videos. And I'm just, one of the producers goes, I am blown away with how prepared she was coming into the studio. And I said,
wow.
Well, that's how it should be, isn't it? She goes,
yeah,
no, you would
of course.
Be so surprised on how people come in and shoot videos these days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a big, big difference.
You know,
yeah.
because I'm trying to remember, too, as you're saying that, who popped up on the screen once we started getting cable and everything in the 80s? And I'm trying to think. And the only, and I could say this in absolute certainty, the only woman that I saw that was fit growing up that was on an exercise show was Jack LaLanne's wife. That's it.
Yes,
When she came out, and remember, and she did some of those exercises.
Elaine LaLanne.
Yeah, when
yeah.
she came out, she and Snowy came out,
yeah.
and that was the only fit, and she was fit. She actually had a very good muscle development.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the only one I could remember,
yeah.
to be honest with you, up until, you know, everything changed in the 80s. That was it.
Well, and it wasn't really in vogue for women to have muscle.
Nope. No,
But today, I remember, this is what I don't want women to get hung up on,
mm-hmm.
is when somebody says, and I just had an interview with Cosmo magazine yesterday, and it was all about abs. And she goes, you're the pioneer of abs. And I was thinking, mm-hmm. wow, it must be a pioneer week. So and she goes, why do you think abs are so important? Why does everybody want a six-pack? And I said, personally, I don't think everybody wants a six-pack. Mm-hmm. I think that when you look at it, women that are either really driven to either they want to get in a bikini, they want to look great for their wedding, they want to be Miss America, I don't know. That's when they want that. But the average woman does not want that. But what they do want is they want a flat stomach.
Right.
They want – I don't think that women – so I posted this very – six-pack woman and then a woman that didn't have a six-pack but still looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which one do you want to be? Most of them wanted just to look good because if you look like that other one, guess what? That's your business to look like that, isn't it?
Right. Of course.
If you're being paid to look like that,
oh, yeah.
that's
yeah.
why you want a six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. If you don't, you just want to feel good and look good. And
right.
why is it that people, that abs for both men and women, want that's the number one part. Well, this is my theory on it, okay?
Yeah.
So this is what I told her. If you look at, like, the buzzword right now is core, and this woman didn't even realize that. She just thought core meant your abs. Well, core is the core of your body.
The apple
so
core,
the core
right?
is
the
your
middle of your body.
Exactly. So it's your abs and your back because they support each other, right?
Right.
And they're the stability for your upper body and your lower body,
right?
Exactly. If there's one thing people have in common when you're an athlete, it's you better have a strong core.
Absolutely.
So when you see people come towards you, if you couldn't see their face, what's the majority of what you see of them?
Of course.
Their core.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, their torso. And men take off their shirts, so what are you going to look at? You want
exactly.
to see it as a fat,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
And so for women, they don't want their stomach sticking out because if that's what you're going to see, that they don't want to see that, but they want to do it. And if we overeat, how do we feel after we have a big meal?
It's all in the core.
And where is that? It's
it
all
goes
in the core.
Well, you know,
exactly.
We always say that abs are made in the kitchen, not in the gym,
mm-hmm.
because it's really
mm-hmm.
what you put in your body.
Right.
It really is.
It definitely starts there. It
yeah.
definitely starts there. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, our thinking is always, I mean, you know, and you touched on it before. We have, I mean, we eat clean most of the week,
mm-hmm.
and then we have one day uh-huh. we'll have pizza. Why the hell wouldn't we want to have a slice of pizza? It's
yeah,
delicious.
We work hard enough.
But that's it. It's over. It's done with.
Absolutely. But that was that 80-20 that I was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's mm-hmm. your, you said chocolate. What's your pig out day?
What does it consist of, actually?
Well, I have to say, usually Monday through Friday, my week is mostly protein and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel like having some chocolate, these are my go-tos. So I buy the fudgesicles that are only 100 calories.
Right.
If I need one of those. Then I also buy the deep, dark chocolate chips by, the good chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And then I freeze them. And then I only take a handful so that, and the reason I freeze them is because now they're crunchy.
Ooh.
And I pick them one by one to put in my mouth. That fulfills what's the things that I need.
Right.
Okay. So, and then with wine, I was raised in a family where, even when we were little, on Sundays going to my Italian grandmother's house,
mm-hmm.
we as kids always had a little vino, as
yep.
she called it, with yep. our meals. So
that's
I
right.
was taught that it goes with your meal. So I don't drink to drink and get drunk. It is, this is what goes with my meal.
That's exactly here. Exactly right here, yep.
So you drink
yeah.
it at every meal?
No, I don't.
Just on Sunday?
I don't. No, but I don't.
You
I
scared
would say,
me.
No, not at every meal. But, you know, some nights I want to have a little glass. But
right,
it's
of
not
course.
Every night. I do like pizzas, but I, gosh, I would say I probably have a pizza once a month.
Yeah,
that's about right.
Well, you know, Lori said pizza. That's our cheat meal. That's really not our cheat meal. We'll have a dessert at meal, but we'll have salmon, and we'll have like a big piece of fish or just extra.
Nice.
You know, our cheat meal is the dessert.
But
really,
but
if you think about it,
I mean, people always
surprise themselves.
Right.
And how could you go through the rest of your life by saying, well, I'm never going to have a piece of chocolate cake. Now, why would you want to do that? It's delicious.
Exactly.
It's full of calories. It's not good for you, but once in a while, come on.
And share it. A lot of times if I'm out with friends, we'll get something and we'll get like 4 spoons and we just share it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I want to shout out before you go, this is really cool, and I didn't even know that there was a fitness hall of fame, and we have the inside track. I had no idea, but you in 2008 were inducted into the fitness hall of fame. Now, how cool is that?
Yeah, what is the criteria to get inducted into the fitness hall of fame?
Let me tell you, I got nominated quite a few years prior to that, and I'm like, I've never heard of this, and I just blew it off. Until I saw that like my buddies were being inducted, Kathy and Gilad, and I'm like, so I call him, I'm like, what? And so it was this guy that just loves the history of fitness that kind of developed it and put it together and has a museum out in outside of Chicago.
How cool.
And in order, the criteria is you have to have had many years and you've had to accomplish something.
Sure.
And then it goes up for a vote. So it's sent out to the others. So it's not just, you're nominated. Mm-hmm. And so, I've been back several times. Last year I introduced the nominee, Kathy Davis from IDEA.
Right.
And,
cool.
I didn't know either, but there it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because, like I said, we're in the field, and I was when I read this, I was blinking. I said, wait, she
never heard of it.
So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, and those are big icons you're there with.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, Joe Weider.
Yeah.
Big icon.
Before he passed, I guess he was in. That's pretty cool.
I imagine
there were some names meant left out, but this, I mean, Lalaine got in there, of course. Couldn't imagine him not getting in there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sure there's quite a few names still that haven't, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time and they will. But, it's not a bad thing to have on your resume, I guess.
Oh, that's
a
pretty cool nod.
It's a great thing.
That's a pretty good nod.
I wouldn't mind being in that.
Now, before you leave us, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you want to give a shout out to, anything that you're doing now, videos, so on and so forth?
Well, I just finished this video for Lindora. Hopefully, I will be able to offer it on my website. My website is just my name, TammyLeeWebb.com. And I love going out and speaking. So if anybody's looking for, a motivational speaker, as well as I still teach classes. I love teaching.
Wow.
I teach when I'm in town. I teach right now. I'm teaching a Tabata class and a spin class. And but if you're ever out in California, girls, I want to invite you to my class and work out. I'm here at the beach.
Definitely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And
definitely.
My next trip to New York, I'm going to give you a ring.
Please
do.
I would love
that.
Please do. Would love
it would
to
be an honor.
And thank you so much. You know, this is the first show of what I hope is going to be a really, really great segment. And thank you so much for joining us. Can't thank you enough, my love.
Absolutely, lady. Thank you for doing this.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Keep fighting the good fight, my dear.
All right.
You
too.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Now, she's the real deal.
She
still
really
gives
is.
Classes.
Yeah.
Now, that's love.
That's wonderful.
I
can't believe that.
That's my favorite. Let me get it right. My favorite saying by Ben Franklin is, if you love what you do, you don't work a day
in your life.
And that
so
is it personified in Tammy Lee Webb. Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful. And we're going to go take a class, my friend.
I'm
We're
impressed
going out
with
there.
Her. I'm very impressed with her. She's like our friend for years.
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't she nice?
Very, very
well,
sweet
part,
woman.
You know what? She's part of everybody's, and the reach that this woman has is just wonderful.
Unbelievable, yeah.
And that's just, you know, you're doing something right. You're doing something right when you touch that many people. And hopefully when she does come to New York, she hooks up with us, because I'd love to see her. And she's just, again, Tammy Lee Webb, you, if this wasn't enough.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, if this wasn't enough for you to go and run out and buy the DVDs, check out her website, convert your VHSs to DVDs.
Well. That's a little hard to do.
That's not that hard to do, Lee. You can do
it. Oh, you mean you can do it? I'm thinking of the opposite.
Not me.
Oh, because you still have the VHS.
Yes, but you could actually bring it. Oh, stop it. You could bring it someplace.
Yes, definitely.
But we're going to put
it. But, you know, they sell them on DVD.
But
know?
I'm saying, if you happen to have it in the house and you want to look at these again,
right.
Because these are stuff,
you know,
that's not,
go
it's
buy
not
a
outdated.
New one. Invest
right.
in another one.
Right, but I'm just saying, if you're a cheapskate, you know.
No,
you know,
the quality usually is better anyway.
But, so she's wonderful. Yeah, the Fitness Hall of Fame.
That's
isn't
just
that cool?
An honor. It's just an honor. Not
it's
an honor talking to her, but an honor to be in that.
Yeah. But it there's one in Chicago. There's a lot of Hall of Fames in Chicago. You know, it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Chicago, and this, yeah, that's really cool. I'm gonna look that up. I'd love to check that out. So again, thanks to her for the beginning of, I think, a really, really cool segment.
Definitely.
And we have a lot of fitness royalty, as I'd like to call her, and of course she's the first one on the show. So. Stay tuned. We're going to be having that. But now
yes.
It's time
for...
You know what time it is, Elise. It's time for our sponsor roll call.
Woo-hoo.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
And the first sponsor is... You know what we love, Elise.
Wait.
Okay. You know it.
What is it?
It's Topperson. We love Topperson.
Woo!
We love Topperson. We love natural healing. Anybody in the fitness field loves Topperson. It's available every place. It's available globally. It accelerates healing. That's all you want. You
it's
want
just
your
a
muscles
wonderful
to
product.
Recover. You don't want
it really
to have
is.
Pain. You want things to recover as the body wanted to, but with a little bit of a boost. That's what Topperson
it's
does.
Too bad that you can't prove to people how wonderful the product is over the
well, we
the
can
wire,
we can
you know,
hit ourselves and develop bruises, and then
no,
the
well,
time.
Well, you know, we could always say we're putting on Topperson,
but
people won't believe us.
But you know something?
But you know what? It would be nice if it was like, you know, like a touch and play, like, you know, if you hurt yourself and I'll rub some on you and you could feel it accelerating with no pain.
I think that's hard to do, my friend.
Well, I'm
I think
just
that's
saying.
I think that's
well,
a,
I'm
that's
just
a,
saying.
That's a far reach.
Buy the product because it's wonderful.
Buy the product. www.topperson.com. And if you mention the Bridal Body Shop show, you get a 30% discount.
That's a lot of
so
discount.
So that's pretty good. 30%
it
is pretty good. So just
wish I got that in
the
stores.
Well,
when I bought retail.
If you buy Topperson, you'll get it, darling.
Oh, you know
but,
what I'm saying.
You know, not for oranges, Topperson. So Topperson, like them on Facebook, and hey, check us out. We do the Fitness Fridays for Topperson. So give them a like and. In
they
a small way, yeah, in a small way you're liking us too. So, yeah, so Topperson, we love them, they love us, bruises love them more. Oh, Elite,
that's a
did
good
you
one.
See that?
That's a good one.
You are standing in the presence of genius. Do you see that? You see how I do that?
I'm sitting.
You're not
okay.
impressed. You're my sphinx. You're not impressed by anything I do, but Topperson. Second love of ours, Muscle Sport Magazine. Speaking of old school. And that's
yeah,
what we're doing.
That's old school.
That is old school because you will get content. You don't get advertising. When I pick up a muscle mag, I want it to be like the first time, I think Tammy Lee too. Tammy Lee, you and I picking up a magazine looking, we want to look at exercises. We wanted to see all these things. We don't want to see ads. We don't want to see ads for supplements.
No.
We want to see... What we want to see, we want to see what we want to improve. That's what we want to see. Muscle Sport Magazine
exercise?
Does that. www.musclesportmag.com. Their magazine is old school. It's good. It's high glossy. Please go to their website. Read it online. That's Muscle Sport Mag. And that's our show. What do you think about that, Elise?
Oh, wow. I'm
what do you think
like,
about that?
Whew.
You okay?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Yeah, like a breeze.
Hang in there. Hang in there. I'm doing the driving, baby. Hang in there. But we want to thank our sponsors, as always. But we want to thank Tammy Lee Webb for a wonderful show.
Thank you so
much. And so informative and so lovely and just like sitting around talking, having a couple
of
glasses of wine.
Yeah, that's exactly
which
right.
Which is nice. So dinner on us when she comes into town, of course. Yeah. Yeah. So that's our show. So thank you to her again. And thank you to the lovely Elite Zugman.
Oh, thank you to my lovely Lori Towers.
For riding shotgun, keeping me centered.
My pleasure.
And having fun, having the time of our lives.
Always.
On the air with everybody. And thank you for listening, as you always do. And we will be back next week, same time, same bat channel. And we hope that you do something productive during the day and do something good for yourself and somebody else and take care of each other. And
always.
Hope you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Thank you, guys.
Here we go.
See you next week.
Bye-bye,
take
us
home, Elite.